A state plan to take over a major federal water quality program is drawing mixed reviews. Several industry groups support the change in managing the Clean Water Act's wastewater discharge program, but some environmental activists question whether it will give industry too much leeway. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Greens Creek Mine has dug silver, gold, zinc, and lead out of Admiralty Island west of Juneau for most of the past 20 years. That means it's had to pass regulatory muster to open, operate, and expand. Environmental advisor Bill O'Klaus says Greens Creek would likely benefit from the state taking over the Federal Clean Water Act's wastewater responsibilities.
For our mine and probably for the industry as a whole, the people writing and administering the permit would be Alaska-based, instead of being people from Seattle, and they would be considerably more familiar with the conditions and the programs that they're writing permits for and administering.
Officials in several other industries also want the State Department of Environmental Conservation to take over the Federal Environmental Protection Agency program. The oil industry, seafood processors, municipal sewer systems, mines, loggers, and major land developers need the permits. Alaska Forest Association Director Owen Graham of Ketchikan says the state will have a better understanding of on-the-ground operations.
The small log transfer facilities that we have scattered all over Alaska, where we put wood in the water, transfer logs in and out of the water, small quantities of wood. With the EPA, we have to get an individual permit. Once in a while, we can get a general permit that will cover those activities, but it's a pretty onerous process.
Some environmental groups say basing regulators in Alaska will make no difference. Clean water activist Gershon Cohen of Haines says EPA's Seattle office knows Alaska issues.
If anything, you know, there certainly is always the concern that having a person that may be more easy to be influenced by the industry could be a bad thing in terms of whether or not they're really doing their job, which is not to give permits to the industry to operate, but to protect the environment.
Others say the state has already given the industry too much of a role in the planned takeover of the wastewater program. Vicki Clark of Anchorage-based Trustees for Alaska says miners, loggers, and oil companies will have more power in the process than the general public.
DEC has used a working group that consists of industry folks who will be regulated under the program with no seat at the table for anyone else affected by the program. So it's been problematic for, you know, the conservation community and others to really be involved in the process until now with the public comment period.
Federal law passed 3 decades ago gave states the right to manage the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System program. Alaska is one of only 5 states not in charge. Department of Environmental Conservation officials say it's time to make that move. Water Division Director Lynn Kent says the system in place duplicates work.
Under the current program, without the state being in charge of the permitting program, permit applications go to both EPA and DEC. All of the reporting under the permits go to 2 agencies. So under NPDES primacy, the industrial folks and those municipalities that have permits will only need to work with a single agency.
Federal officials will decide whether to approve the state's plan by November. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.